Hey, pass me another hot dog, would you?
Here.
After this one, we should probably put it out. Get some rest.
Nothing's gonna see us up here. Starting to get chilly up here.
How's he doing?
Still out cold.
And still clutching his revolver.
I would be too. Kidding me? You can stop damn near anything with that pistol.
Hey, I'm sorry about earlier.
How's that?
If we hadn't have saved him, we wouldn't have been able to get any of these weapons.
How about we wouldn't have saved an old man's life? Why does it have to be about how useful someone is?
You hear that?
Hear what?
I thought I heard...
Stop! Oh, God, he's got my leg! I can't get a clear shot! Angels, go to...
Fucking gross, man! Holy shit, that was close! Fucking thing scaled up the wall. Damn, tore through my uniform a bit, but I'm alright. I'm alright. Nice shot, Angel. Didn't get any blood on me for a second there.
It wasn't me.
Even half dead, I can still bury him like the best.
Fuck yeah, Gramps to the rescue.
If you keep calling me that, I'm gonna miss next time.
Hey, take it easy. Just relax. Lay back down.
How the hell did it get up here?
I closed the ladder lock. Must have found another.
Move aside a sec. Let me see it. Yep, it's one of them smart ones.
Smart ones?
Yeah, some of them are different. You gotta look out for those fuckers. One of them, I think it may be that one there, lying there, trapped me in the bathroom. It just waited for me to come out. Waited too long, I guess. Must have lost interest after I passed out.
Why didn't you just shoot him at the door? I mean, you're one hell of a shot.
He had others with him. Seemed like he told the other ones what to do.
So how could you tell this one was smart? It looks like all the others.
Oh, it's not what's on their face or anything like that, but it's what they're wearing. You see that badge clipped to his belt? That's a level 3 ID for Radon Labs. Must have been pretty damn smart to get that badge.
So what you're saying is...
I'm guessing. But it seems to me that the smarter you are in life, the smarter you are in death, too. I mean, well, you know what I mean.
How did you figure all that out?
I was in that room for a pretty long time. Lots of opportunity to think things over and listen to them outside the door. Thank you, by the way. Forgot to mention that.
No problem.
Yeah, it was no problem. Here, Bert, you need to eat something. Get your strength back.
So did you open my little treasure chest?
Yeah, we loaded up what we could fit. Where did all that shit come from?
Been collecting it for years. Thought that Y2K thing was a takeover. Never thought I'd ever have to use any of that shit. Did you get that polished silver pistol on the back wall?
Hell yeah. The Desert Eagle? That thing's pretty.
It's my favorite too. Just glad they didn't get it.
The Riders?
Yeah. Somebody got to my shop before I could get there. Somebody who knew what they were doing.
How's that?
Well, they opened my wall safe. Without drilling, which means they'd done it before. Only I had the combo. Shame, too. I had some of my better pieces in there.
They didn't get into your second vault, though.
Lucky for us, they'd have to been absolute pros to open that one, or we'd have some serious drills.
Well, I think it's time that we put out the fire so nothing else knows we're up here. We need to make sure we're rested heading back in the morning.
Where are we going? Meeting up with the rest of your unit?
We only have one other soldier left, besides us.
Damn.
We're held up in a tower with a few survivors. Saul and I were sent out for supplies.
Oh, and your name is?
Angel.
Nice to meet you, sir. Gunnery Sergeant Bert Scott. Uncle Sam's misguided children. Retired, of course.
What?
Marine Corps, newbie. See, now I can call you Gunny instead of Gramps.
You'd better, too. Or you can just call me Bert. Whatever works.
All right, well, we'll talk about this more in the morning. Lights out for now.